Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. I'm very excited tonight. We've got a fantastic band on and everything. It's very, very cool. I've been listening to these guys all week long, and I love them. The band is out of Orange County, California, C4OC. Hey, guys, how are you?
How you doing?
Doing fantastic. Now, very cool. Now, you guys are been jamming out all over the place. I've been seeing posts and whatnot. You guys play out a lot.
We try to. We haven't been lately, but we're about to get back on it.
Nice. Now, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say we do a lot in our music scene around here, so we help out other bands, and we got side projects that we do, you know, so, but we're getting back on it, and we're going to start booking some shows around town.
Nice. Well, that's the way to do it, man. Now, you guys, tell us a little bit of a history of the band. You guys formed back in the mid-90s, but then things changed, right? And you guys kind of have some new members and said goodbye to some other members, one member in particular. And tell us what's been happening with the story with C4OC.
Well, we got started in like 95. By the way, I'm Lonell. I'm the drummer for C4OC. We got started in 95. We played around a lot. We were the house band for a local club out here for quite a while. They finally closed down.
The Shack. Yes. Shack.
We had some personnel changes and some things. Another one of my sons came on for a while. We did that thing. And then we picked up Big Rob a little over a year ago, and we've just been going strong since then. Our sound's gotten a lot heavier. Rob with us.
I try to do that.
Really?
If you know Big Rob, he's a man. So he doesn't play no little tiny bass sound, you know. He comes big,
comes correct. He gets the full sound.
That's right.
Nice. That's awesome. Well, and very cool, too. Not all, you know, that's something that's in a lot of the modern heavy rock metal acts and whatnot, not a lot, but in some of them, they kind of lose that, you know, and I'm glad to see you guys are bringing it, so that's cool, you know. It's something that I really liked about the classic heavy rock scene, you know. So that's awesome. So Orange County, and you guys, it's a family affair, and you guys are, you know, rocking out and everything. How cool is that? That's awesome.
A lot of people think that, oh, it's a family project. It's like the Partridge Family. But, you know, if you've seen our videos, play, you know, it is nothing like that. So that's why I like to see people when they come to the show and they think it's going to be all cute. And then when it's all not.
It's a little rough around the edges, which I think that's what you were getting to. A lot of the modern music's pretty perfected and really tight. Pro Tools out. We try to bring like a really feel to it.
No bother duty here.
No. And that's a good thing. Oh, man. No, you're absolutely right. And I think, you know, I think it has a lot. And I'm not a musician. I'm a painter. I like music. I listen to music. I'm an audience member. But the thing is what I'm assuming, and I could totally be wrong on this, but I think maybe it's overproduced a little bit, maybe, and a lot of computers are probably used, a lot of computer programming and whatnot, and I think that loses something, you know. You guys are just you're a rock band, you know, you bring it, melt people's faces off. I like that. It's good to see.
Yeah,
That's awesome. Say again?
You know what I mean? We like to do stuff that people will remember.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
You know, we like to leave your jaw open so that you'll come back and see us again.
That's right.
Yep.
Well, you know, there's nothing better than a good rock show. You know what I mean? And you're right. It burns in your brain, man. It burns in your brain. And, you know, people talk. I know people that talk about, you know, the first time they saw Aerosmith or whatnot. And it's just crazy. It's like, wow, okay, cool. You know, I dig it. And they'll remember that forever, you know, or not just Aerosmith, but, you know, back when Aerosmith was a little harder, we'll say. Before all the ballad stuff, but
sure,
yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah, well just to let you know about our show is we pretty much Rob likes to put his bass on a loop and go out in the crowd, you know, drink a beer. Sometimes I like to go and walk around the crowd and stand on the bar.
They leave me there by myself.
Yeah, we've done that before. Yeah.
Right.
And so we like to really interact with the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Interactive.
The key.
I got it.
Loud, proud, and for the crowd.
Yep, loud, proud, and for the crowd. I dig that. I dig that. That's a new T-shirt.
That's awesome. That's cool. And you heard it here, folks. You heard it here. How cool is that? Now, let me ask you guys, like, growing up and whatnot, obviously, you know, music's been a part of everybody's life and everything. Did you guys figure, I mean, was music always on your radar? You're like, did you know from a young age this is the direction you guys would be going?
Yeah, Pop, to answer that. You got the longer journey to tell.
Yeah, I can remember when I was a little kid. I'm 67 now, but I can remember when I was a little kid, I used to have a little AM radio that you had to clip. It had a little clip that you had to clip onto something metal for it to get reception. And I used to clip that on the radio and turn on the radio so I could listen to Wolfman Jack out here in L.A. at the time. And that was my first experience to music.
Oh, that's awesome. It's so cool. And you said, I got to be doing that. That's cool. It's also cool that the music gene, you know, passed along to your sons and whatnot as well. I know that's not always the case, but I'm glad it did in your guys' case, you know. That's got to be a good feeling when they're, you know, rocking with you and whatnot.
Yeah. Sons are into the music. Yeah, they're in the music business out here. My little brother is he's one of the biggest rap stars out here in Orange County. Matter of fact.
Nice.
So we hit all the genres.
Nothing wrong with that. Now, you guys are working on a new upcoming album. According to my show notes here, it's going to be, you guys are targeting probably early 2019. I mean, that's only a couple months away. Has you guys been working on this for a while, or is go ahead.
Working on a record. I don't know. I just show up.
We just sneak it in on it.
They just send me some songs, some tracks, and I learn them. And first I've heard of a new record, I'm pretty excited.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad I was able to, you know, tip you to it and whatnot. No,
you see how fucking up and fucking coming it is?
Yeah.
See how it sits, Babel?
Breaking news.
There you go. Well, you know, I know. I mean, I'm just reading what they put in front of me. But it's pretty cool. No, is this your guys' first?
Well, I kind of knew we were doing it. I'm just judging you.
I gotcha. Yeah. Is this your guys' first foray into this with this particular lineup?
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
How's it working? How's it going?
The dynamics have changed a little bit, too. you know, over the years, mm-hmm. we've had many different players in the C4 OC band. And, you know, so the dynamics change a little bit. And so some songs you can play with that group of musicians, and some that, you know, that don't really fit that well. So what's cool is we've been able to pick and choose with all the music that we got. And so now this new lineup that we have, it's made it so that we could play a lot of songs that we didn't normally get to play. And Rob nice. Added, you know, little doom power to the whole scene. And you really got to check out Rob's side project too. It's called The Cult in Black, and uh-huh. it's pretty badass. So
it's very cool.
Just to let you know what kind of dude that we have playing the bass in our band. Yeah,
got you all fooled.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, let's play a. We've got a couple tracks that they sent over. Let's play one so we can give people a taste of the C4OC project here. C4OC band, I should say. We've got Bathed in Blood, Atomic Chop, End of Days, and the Chainsaw Symphony. What should we play first, do you think?
All great ones. All great ones. Atomic Chop is actually. That's one of our first albums with my brother was actually the bass player on that particular track.
Cool. Well, let's play it. Here it is, everybody. This is C4OC, Atomic Chop. We'll be right back. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Atomic Chop C4OC. I like that one, you guys. It's awesome. Very, very good.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you. It's a little answer when, you know, you get that one love and she kind of like kicks you in the balls, so to speak.
We've all been there. Yeah, that's not
bad.
No,
right, can
good,
we say
man.
That?
That's, oh, absolutely. We're on the internet. We can say anything. Yeah, you know, I hear you, man. I hear you. It's that's, I tell you, the first time that happens, that's bad news. You always remember that one. The cool thing about doing a subject matter like that is it's something everybody can, it resonates. Everybody knows, you know, everybody's been there. And
everybody's had a, everybody's been atomic chopped once in their life.
That's right.
If you haven't, you ain't.
That's right. It's coming. Oh, man. Oh, that's awesome.
Some of us have been chopped a few times.
Oh, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. It took me a long time to learn that one, to avoid it. So that's very cool. That's very cool. And I want to let people know, they can pick these tracks up over to Reverb Nation page, right? We have a link on our show page there. And even in the future, when this is converted to a podcast, the link will follow the podcast. However you're listening to the podcast, there's a little space there and it has the link. And you can click on it and get over to the C4OCReverbNation.com page. ReverbNation.com/C4OC. And you guys have that and a few tracks over there and whatnot. So that's cool, you know.
We have quite a few tracks from our long escapade through the music world, you know. We have three albums.
Right. Oh, man. Well, you know, it's been a trip, right? It's been a journey. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
What do you guys think? I mean, let me ask you, because And especially your father there. I mean, you guys have seen it. The music industry totally changed and whatnot. You think it's for the better, or is it just something that's happened and people have to get used to it? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, you got to get used to it because it's changing. There ain't shit you can do about that. But at the same time, when I first got in the music business, it was the music business. Now it's a corporate slingshot.
Right. Well, there's a lot of people trying to take shortcuts. You know, I see a lot of these idol shows or these contest shows and whatnot. And I don't know. You know, everybody I know in the music business says you have to pay your dues. And, you know, it's the way it seems to me.
The hit for and make it as cheap as you can, sell as much of it as you can, and have a product that you can sell. You know, and that's easy for people that are under 30. You know, we're all way past that, so we're in it for the love, really. We're not really in it to make it big. You know, I mean, because we love doing it. You know, that's the whole thing. I mean, yeah, it'd be nice to make some money and go around and make it big, but you know, you're not really seeing anybody past 40 breaking.
And all those TV shows, they're hooked up with the record, you know, with Capitol Records and all those, because they're looking for the next big hit. You know, they don't care about the guy that doesn't make it.
Right. All right. I hear you.
We decided to make our own radio station and put all of our friends' bands that we play around the local OC scene and LA County scene. We have our own playlist, which is www.c4ocradio.com/listenlive, and that's only, you know, local artists, underground artists. You know, that's the people that we're trying to help, is the people who don't have a budget.
And they're from all over the United States.
And all over the world.
And Europe as well, yeah.
That's cool, man. That is cool. We'll definitely... We can't do it during this show, but as soon as the show's over, we'll have a link up, ladies and gentlemen, and you can definitely get over there and check that out and, you know, listen to some cool music and maybe discover some new bands, you know, some new sounds and stuff, which that's always exciting to me. I dig that. That's very cool. How long have you guys been doing that?
We just had our second anniversary bash August 18th. So we're working on 3 years, so it's about 2.5 years.
Wow.
We've been doing this.
Wow. And then you guys do it like once a week or something? Or just whenever?
No, we
what's the schedule?
5 days a week we go live on Facebook. It runs 24/7.
Music shows.
Yeah, but then on the weekends we go live from a local music store called Jim's Music. And we do
that's
interviews
cool.
with our friends, their bands, and they do live performance. Yeah.
Nice.
We just try to make...
That's a lot of work, man. That's a lot of work. My hat goes off to you guys. Man, that's awesome. That is very cool. I am jealous.
No.
Oh, man. That's very, very cool. We'll definitely... Well, like I said, we'll definitely get a link up to it, man. And, yeah, get some people over there. That's very cool. That's awesome. Now, who came up with the idea? You guys just one day said, you know, hey, we see something that needs to happen, and we're going to do it. Is that how that came about?
We were like, you know, we've been together for a long time, and, you know, we hit and miss here, hit and miss there, and it would run into a lot of people, and they'd say, well, I seen your band way back when. We didn't know you were still together or something like that, or, you know.
And really what it was the scene itself had lost its buoyancy.
It was falling apart out here.
And since we did that, we hooked up with some local promoters. One major promoter out here that we hooked up with is the House of Metal. And they are... conveniently located at 604 East Dyer Road in Santa Ana, and they know a lot of the bands that we know, and so they just help us get connected with that. And so from there we've grown, and now we have a big blues show, and we have a big metal show, and we got a variety show, we got punk show. You know, we try to hit all of it.
Shows, we got the whole matchups.
We film out in the at the local clubs that we do all of our local scene in that, and you
that's
know
awesome.
We just try to bring it back to YouTube and on our our website and let it go. You know what I mean?
That is so cool.
Give the local.
That is so cool. That's got to be a real shot in the arm to the scene out there, too, you know? People have to dig that. You know, that's fantastic.
You know, you have to come together if you want to play shows and you want to get people to come out. Everybody's got to
be friendly.
You got to have something to rally around, and this is a good thing to rally around, you know?
Right. That's a good word.
That's cool.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com.
Cool. Hey guys, let's play another track. We've got a couple to pick from now. We've got Bathed in Blood, End of Days, and Chainsaw Symphony. What are we going to hit people with?
Well, End of Days is one I'm starting to learn right now. So let's play that one so maybe I'll pick up on something new.
Nice. Here it is, folks. C4OC, here's End of Days. Check this out.
Thank you.
End of Days, ladies and gentlemen. End of Days, C4OC. Fantastic track. Tell us a little bit about that one, guys.
That one was basically, you know, we were kind of a blues rock power trio band for a lot of years.
Stoner blues.
Yeah, and, no, actually we had another guitar player who actually just recently passed away. You know,
Mike
Reeves. He was one of the founding members of C4OC. And so about that time, we wanted to go from a blues rock and we wanted to make it more of a little more power metal-y kind of. And so that was our first times trying that sort of thing. And it clicked pretty good. So we kind of kept that recipe, if you will.
That's awesome. Well, not awesome about your bandmate that passed on, but I love it. You know, I'm a painter. That's what I do for a living. I paint pictures of people, and people always see the end result, and they think that it's just very easy, and what they don't see is about, you know, 80% of the time I'm ready to throw the canvas in the street, man. They fight me a little bit sometimes, a lot of times. When something clicks, it's so nice. You know, I'm like, yeah, this is, I wish this happened all the time. I imagine it's that way with music too, huh?
Yeah, you've got to recognize when that happens, because that shit doesn't happen all the time, man. And when you get the little hair to stand up on the back of your neck sometimes, you really got to acknowledge that. Because that's why you do it, really.
And it's a real fine line in some situations of like you say, being natural, because then it's fun. When you click with some guys that you have fun with, I like going to work. You're going to have fun. But then, you know, there's some other times that it's been work.
Well, yeah.
So it's always a breath of fresh air to have it when it's fun. That's one thing. You brought the fun back.
It's hard not to have fun with doom bass. Come on, man. You know, that's awesome. Oh, man. Well, one of the things I really dig about you guys is you guys are like just a true rock band. You know what I mean? And it's refreshing, like I said, to see that, you know, and experience. And it sounds like you guys are having a good time, you know? You guys are very skilled at what you do.
They're definitely a good rock band.
That's awesome.
You know,
that's cool.
And maybe it went a little heavier when I came in, so, you know, I don't have any problems with that.
No.
If I made it that, I don't care.
We were kind of floored when he said he wanted to join our band, actually. So. Yeah, it's funny because there's a story with that. Because, here it goes. About, I don't know, what, 3 years ago? 4 years ago, something like Almost 4 years ago, we did a show at Malone, that club I told you about, 604 East Dyer Road, in Santa Ana. But, Rob played in a band called Delta Doom. And we had the pleasure of playing on the same bill with them. And we went on before them.
Same stage.
Same stage. We played. And, you know, Rob was cool. He stood there right at the stage, and he was jamming out to us. And then at the end, you know, he's like, hey, man, can I help you take your, you know, your amp down? You know, he was telling me he was going
to. I just wanted to get my shit up there.
He wanted to steal my amp, you know. And so
it would be nice.
He helped me out there. And then so, you know, as the night went on, they were going on next. And I was like, all right, with my bunch of people, we were going to go home and go party back at my house, right? And these guys got set up, and they first chord. And I'm telling you, I did a U-turn. And everybody's like, wait, where are you going? And I'm like, are you fucking hearing this? And we went set. Yeah, it's like Southern Doom metal. Yeah,
nice.
It was Snake Bite.
Venomous.
Yes, venomous. And so we sang all night, and then, road. We got on a couple of other shows together, and we started hanging out.
They came and played here.
And yeah, they came and played here when we did a live interview at my house here at C4OC Radio. And dude, it was great stuff. So he's just been he's been a fixture before he even became part of the band. So like it was cool.
We were hanging out anyway. So
hanging
you know,
out anyway.
Jam, you know what I mean?
Nice.
So it was
nice. Meant to be. Meant to be. That's very cool, man. Well, you know, like you were saying, you got to recognize when that stuff happens. You know, in life, you cool stuff goes down. And, yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, it's so there was so many times in my life that I recognized those things too late. You know, I look back and go, oh, man, I should have done that.
Good to catch it as it goes by, but you know, as long as you think about it later and it's there. But still, it's really cool to. I try to catch it when it's going by as well, because that's when it's cool, you know. But you know, it's good if you even look back on it and be like, oh yeah, man, that's fucking awesome. You know, even though I didn't know it at the time, at least it was there.
Yeah.
But it's good to catch it as it's happening twice or however many times you think about it. You know?
And as you get older, you don't get those opportunities very often. So when you do. Realize and you see you're in that situation, you need. I try to bring 100% because you never know. I could get hit by a bus tomorrow and I wouldn't be able to get this. So, you know,
I haven't had any opportunity since 1943.
Right.
I fly by on it.
Oh,
I feel like if I bring it,
'64.
Awesome. Hey, let's play another track. Should we go Bathed in Blood this time, or should we go Chainsaw Symphony?
Well, you know, the State of the Union is at hand, so let's play Bathed in Blood, because that pertains more to what's going on nowadays in the world. Huh?
I hear you. And it's crazy,
yeah, right?
Man. It's crazy. Here it is, everybody. This is C4OC, Bathed in Blood.
Chainsaw is gonna be this in the old YouTube season allows. On the good night, put a long old sound. I'm baking blood.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Bathed in Blood, C4OC. What a track. And you guys are absolutely right. That does soundtrack the world that's going on now. The crazy world, man.
Yes.
Oh, man.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
My heart skips skipping a beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music, girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another. A friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierux.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique. L'ApothecaryUnique.com.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Absolutely. LA traffic.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You want to bathe it in blood, right? You absolutely sometimes.
Yeah.
So very cool. Well, tell us about Universal Kill Zone. Now, you guys, like you said, it's going to be a heavier sound for this album. And you guys are, putting everything together on it. You think it'll be early 2019 when it's all finished? I'm not trying to put you guys under the gun or anything. The reason I ask is because I want to hear more, because it's so good, you guys' music.
It'll probably be summer.
Anywhere from January to
July.
June.
I got
we're
you.
Also
I got
really, and we want to make the this album more of a visual picture show rather than just
for the ears.
An album. Yeah,
Can we cuss on your station?
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely. We're on the internet.
Yeah.
Nice.
You might even call it that.
Well, that's very cool. Oh, man, that's I can't wait. I can't wait. It's going to be a masterpiece. I can already tell. And especially hearing what we're hearing so far, you know, that's very cool stuff. Now, let me ask you in a totally different, how did you guys are working with the official sponsor of tonight's show, Metal Babe Mayhem, metalbabemayhem.com, Allison and the gang over there. How did you guys meet up with her through your show?
Same way.
I met her Saturday night.
Oh, nice.
I did, really. That's the first time I met her.
You really?
I'm the last one on everything.
Really?
Yeah.
You never met her before?
Yeah, but that's the first time I met her.
Really?
Then you might say, hey, this is Allison.
Why didn't you smack me and say,
well, I don't know.
Wow. Well, yeah, so, see, now we learn something new every day.
I mean, not me, though. I'm in the back anyway. I'm always sat in the back of class and shit, you know.
Allison has always been there, you know. She's helped us out, kind of the liaisons between the Orange County and the L.A. County scene. She's helped us out trying to bring those two different scenes together and become one nation.
Well, yeah, she knows a lot of people.
It's all over the place, man.
Oh, dude, she does a lot for bands, and, you know.
She's off to London here at the end of the week.
If you go to mbmmusic.com, you know, she helps bands all the time, all kinds of ways. Plus, she has a killer line of clothing and jewelry.
Oh, yeah.
And, dude, it's rock. Yeah.
Very cool stuff.
Yeah.
Very cool stuff. And, ladies and gentlemen, we have a link up to her website as well. So definitely check that out. Now, I am looking at the time, guys, and we're cutting it close, so I got to get in the last track. This is Chainsaw.
Yeah,
should we play it and then talk a little bit about it?
If you'd like to, or we could just set it up.
We could just set it up and you can knock it down, man.
Set it up. That's what we'll do, and then we'll close the show out with it. Tell us about Chainsaw Symphony.
Well,
I wanted to call it Chainsaw Sodomy.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out. It was like it wasn't as viable.
Yeah. You got into some legal problems.
Just, you know.
So we changed it to a more melodic title, which was
there were some executives were puckering over the,
yeah,
the sodomy. The sodomy with the chainsaw. I had to
So as good as that was as a working title,
I may still use it.
We changed it to Chainsaw Symphony.
It rolls off the tongue better.
And the reason for it is I was like, the lyrics themselves will put you right where everybody can relate to this. Everybody's been in a dark place. And, you know, I don't think there's too many songs that were written about the dark place. Thing is it's cool about being a musician is I can write about my dark place and not actually act on them like the material in the song states, but, and I don't recommend anybody do that, but at the same time,
well, not right away anyway.
It does make a nice symphony, so that's why we made this Chainsaw Symphony.
Symphony, not Sodom.
That's right. That's right. Because nobody wants Chainsaw Sodomy. Whoa. That's not good at all. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
You got to earn
this. This is C4OC, Chainsaw Symphony. Check it out.
I'm
There it was, folks. Chainsaw Symphony. Fantastic track. That was C4OC. Man, what a good track. And again, you can get all these tracks over at the Reverb Nation page, www.reverbnation.com/C4OC. And we have a link up that follows the podcast and whatnot. So if you are listening to the podcast in the future, you can just click on that link and get right over there to it. Very, very cool. Yes, man, real pleasure to have these guys on tonight. It's a lot of fun. Very, very cool. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. We are back tomorrow. We have a full week this week, and we just added a special Saturday show, too. Fantastic Swedish band. They're actually a Celtic punk band. Lead singer is Irish, but the rest of the folks are Swedish in the band. That'll be Saturday night. Tomorrow night, we've got Miss Jada Vance returning, country singer-songwriter. That'll be tomorrow night, 7 o'clock here on the East Coast. And, of course, that'll be 4 o'clock out on the West. So, cool, cool, cool. Even though it's the weekend, I'm still working hard, ladies and gentlemen. This show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms and whatnot, including it for free on Apple Podcasts. Very, very cool. If you are listening to, we're also on about 57 other podcast players now. If you are listening to the podcast in the future there, hello from the past. Do me a quick favor, especially if you're listening to it on Apple Podcasts, hit that ratings and review. It keeps us up at the top of the page. And hey, baby, that is where we like to be. Very, very cool. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. And definitely get over and check out the Metal Babe Mayhem website, metalbabemayhem.com. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. We will see you guys tomorrow. Have a fantastic night, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.